The word of God from 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. To see God face to face will be an amazing thing. We will get to do that in the life to come. A few people in history had a glimpse of this already here in this earth. After Jacob wrestled with God, he says, "I have seen God face to face." The Bible tells us that the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. And Gideon says, "I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." It must be an awesome thing, and yet it must be terrifying for us sinful human beings. The Bible also says no one can see God and live. These were special situations where God allowed this unusual thing to happen by his mercy and grace. St. Paul also tells us what is to come. Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. As children of God, we can expect to see God face to face. We are his dear children. He invites us to call him our Father. St. John in our text urges us to be amazed and marvel at this astonishing thing. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God. This should astound us because we know that we are sinful and don't deserve to be God's children. Our conscience feels guilty when we have violated God's law, when we have hated, stolen, lusted, lied, cheated, or whatever it might be. Who can say that we have never done these things? Our conscience knows. My conscience knows my sins. Your conscience knows your sins. God knows all our sins. We don't really know what it's like to be without sin. But Jesus never sinned. Jesus never sinned. Jesus never sinned. As Christians, we long to be like that, to be free from our sin. And we have that promise that one day we shall be sinless like Jesus, that we will know God as he really is. For St. John says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We shall be like God. Not in the way that the serpent tempted Adam and Eve to be like God, but in the way that God intends us to be like him, perfect, sinless, holy, and righteous. Through faith in Jesus, our Savior, this sinlessness is already ours. Even in this life, we have a foretaste of this perfection, for Jesus tells us about this in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Our souls hunger and thirst for the forgiveness that God has for us, and he fills us with that forgiveness and grace. We are poor and deserve nothing, we know that, but the kingdom of heaven belongs to us. We are troubled and sad, we mourn, but God comforts us in our sadness so that we are not without hope. But we look forward to seeing our loved ones again because Christ arose from the dead, because our Redeemer lives. We have all of this by God's love, by God's gracious gift St. John begins our text, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." And yet sometimes we feel lonely and worried. We are stressed and scared. God knows our troubles. He hears our prayers even when we can't put them into words. God answers with love and grace and forgiveness and promise. We are children of God. We will be like God. We shall see him face to face. We are loved by God. We are blessed by God. And therefore, Jesus says, "Rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Be comforted and be confident in this promise, for it is from God himself, a gift, a certainty, a treasure, an eternal blessing. Blessed are you, children of God. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.